will talk of tawheed, but he will not talk of shirk. He will talk of adala, but he will not talk of dhulm. This is a sign of a tabi'ah-oriented government. If you ever meet a Wahhabi sheikh, tell him, oh sheikh, if you ask him, tell me about Allah or tawheed, he will talk to you for as long as you want. Tell me about the Muslim caliphs who ruled before us. Tell me about the oppressions that were committed by the Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas. He will never tell you. He will either tell you those narrations are all lies, or he will tell you this matter we should leave it for Allah to decide on the Day of Judgment. Why should we get involved? Hussein, Yazid, Allah will decide about that. Why? Because if he admits and he talks about oppression and injustice, and he has to say that Yazid was Sharibul Khamr, that Yazid was a drunk and a gambler and played with dogs and monkeys, then he cannot call Yazid Amirul Mu'mineen. And he needs to call Yazid Amirul Mu'mineen. So he will talk of tawheed, but he will not talk of shirk. He will talk of adala, but he will not talk of dhulm. This is a sign of a tabi'ah-oriented government. So we need to understand that fitra-oriented leaders work on a fixed principle. Because they are only concerned about what Allah wants, they are as comfortable talking about injustice and condemning it as they are comfortable talking about justice and praising it. Whereas tabi'ah-oriented leaders, because they are fluid, they have no loyalty, they are flexible on their principles. Therefore, they will only talk and praise that which is good. They will not talk of that which is ugly, because they seek to mask it with that which is good. A tabi'ah-oriented government or society will only be driven by material needs, because tabi'ah by its nature is concerned with physical pleasure and material pleasure. That is why when a government is primarily tabi'ah, the yardstick of people's happiness is largely the economy. And the leaders of that government are only concerned with ensuring the government, the economy is doing well. Why? Because good economy means people are happy in their physical needs. What they seek for their physical needs and pleasure is being met. As long as the people are happy with their physical needs, they will keep me in power. I will continue to get votes. I will continue to get re-elected. And this is a typical sign of a tabi'ah-oriented government, that when you vote, you do not look what is the principle on which this individual stands. What are his moral values? Does he have integrity? You merely see, can he reduce my taxes? Can he create more jobs? Any scandal he's involved in, that's his personal problem. I don't care the values and principles on which the country and the government I live in is based. All I care is that I continue getting my benefits, that I continue getting my physical needs being met. Governments who are tabi'ah oriented know that this is people's need, and that most people, because they are driven by addictions and attachments to physical pleasure and material needs, they keep them drugged with that. They continue to pander towards that tabi'ah of people. What is it you want that will keep you happy and silent, so that you will not ask for questions that have to do with fitra? That you will not ask, why is my government giving my tax money to support an unjust government to bomb innocent civilians in another land? You should not concern yourself with that. Stay busy with your work. Think about how to make more money, how to get the latest gadgets, how to be happier in your physical needs. What is it you want? You want us to allow abortion? No problem. You just vote for me. We cancel abortion. What does Allah think about it? Doesn't matter. What else do you want? You don't want capital punishment? No capital punishment. You want gays to have the right for marriage? No problem. We give you that. So whatever your needs are, as long as your tabi'ah is met and whatever you see as a physical need is being fulfilled, I will give it to you, so long as you vote for me. We said tabi'ah wants reward. So it becomes, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You want physical needs? I will make sure you have whatever you want. I will change the rules. Disregard what God wants. Just don't let your fitra speak. I give you your physical needs, you give me my physical needs, which is the power that I seek. The moment your fitra begins to speak, I am one individual, there are hundreds of you here. I am leading you. I'm trying to make sure that I'm catering to the majority here and fulfilling their physical needs, so that I remain here above you in power. The moment a group of you stand up and your fitra begins speaking and saying, wait a minute, you are keeping us drugged and addicted. What about injustice? What about freedom? What about human rights? Now, I have two choices. One is I can suppress you and oppress you because tabi'ah flees from pain and seeks pleasure and fights for survival. One way to fight for survival is to squish and to kill any opposition. So I can oppress you. But if I'm smart and I have seen what happened to Saddam and what happened to Gaddafi and what happened to others, then I know that if I oppress you, it's not going to work. Because if I oppress a group here, it's only a matter of time before a group stands here and starts shouting the same thing. Because fitra is infectious. Once one starts, others will start speaking. So the better option is, instead of suppressing and oppressing you, because I am tabi'ah oriented and your fitra is waking up, I bring in something that looks like fitra. I mask tabi'ah with a wrapper and a cover of fitra so that you begin to think that I have given you and answered your fitra. People want to be led by a leader who is fitra oriented. In their essence, in their divine nature, they want a leader who is surrendered to Allah, who is concerned more about what Allah wants and not even by their own will, because they know this is necessary for their spiritual growth. So they want justice is important to them, freedom is important to them. If a leader is fitra oriented, on the other hand, we talked about a leader being tabi'ah oriented, where he masks tabi'ah with fitra just to fool the masses. If a leader was fitra oriented, whether it is at a community or whether it is a government or whether it is a family or a neighborhood, whatever it may be, he will never bend, because fitra does not bend, it is on a fixed principle. He will never change this principle of his, that I will not violate my surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the masses are all tabi'ah oriented and he alone is fitra oriented, he will still not bend. What he will do is he will give people a choice and say, oh people, you either join me and surrender with me and become fitra oriented, or he will say what Ibrahim said, ya qawmi inni bari'um mimma tushrikun. Oh my people, I disassociate myself from what you associate with God. So the addictions that you seek, I will not be your leader and fulfill that need for you. If you wish me to lead you, it will have to be fitra oriented.